The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1340. Today is the 27th of September 2021, and I'm your host, Jared. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, What You Can Learn from Tiger Woods About Desk.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. That night, Tiger said, he left his billion-dollar estate for a while with his friends. It rolled out at 4 a.m. and smelled of drambuie, scotch and 100-year-old cognac. Tiger competed on a golf course with teenagers and children of all skin colors. When watching golf tournaments, you would often see girls in shorts walking along the ropes in the hope of attracting the attention of the young, hot players. Think of Tiger Woods from the moment the world's best golfer took a 24-day break without touching a club while most of his boys watched him die. Woods had trouble and discomfort at the Jack Nicklaus Memorial Tournament, an event modeled on at NT National. Phil Mickelson, who played on the golf course with Woods, won 5 majors and 44 PGA Tour victories, tweeted, "We're pulling for you, Tiger." Woods's charisma at golf majors resonates with his fellow players. Tabloids with gummy long-distance photos of his marriage in danger of compromising its normality, his absence, his body suffering terrible hits from SEAL training and aggressive weightlifting years in which he lost his father after dominating every other golfer in the world. There was only one man who didn't stand on the 18th green in 2000, and the most important man for Woods was his father. People know Woods is not the clean, single-minded husband, father and golfer he would have us believe. A well-groomed father who put the golf club in his hands, Woods transformed himself from his son into one of the most dominant sportsmen of all time before he turned 20 in the summer of 1996. Woods, 45, who has suffered in recent years a series of back and knee injuries, is the only modern professional to win 4 major golf titles in a row, including the U.S. Open, British Open, PGA Championship and Masters. His 14 majors are his 18th after Jack Nicklaus, a record he will probably surpass. Tiger Woods has sustained a leg injury in a crash with a vehicle and is undergoing surgery, authorities and his manager said. In a statement to Golf Digest magazine said Woods, 45, who has suffered a series of back injuries and knee injuries in recent years, said that Woods had undergone surgery. When Peter Dawson mentioned Woods's name 10 minutes later, everything that mattered to Woods in his life and career was in one place. The home of the sport and Tiger was closer to being perfect than any other. Woods has had a profound influence on a modern generation of golfers, including professionals such as the former Australian world number one. Woods dominated golf the way few have ever dominated it. Woods made sporting history on the final hole of the Masters golf tournament on Sunday when he stood 2 feet away from a putt on the 18th green. Woods, 45, has won 15 major golf tournaments, making him the second-best golfer behind Jack Nicklaus, who won 18. Woods's most recent Masters title followed a 10-year losing streak without a major tournament win. 15-time major winner Tiger Woods is set to make his highly anticipated return to competition at his own event, Hero World Challenge, this week at Albany Resort in the Bahamas. Woods is said to be leaning forward and walking unaided, his top priority as he continues his painful recovery from his shocking car accident in February. He returned to Florida 3 weeks ago to undergo extensive rehabilitation. Woods provided a fitting conclusion to an even more fitting story by playing a 6-foot putt on the final green that broke many of golf's most cherished records at his favorite venue. In Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, a week before the Masters tournament in 1997, I saw Woods first in person. I was standing on the first tee at Augusta National in the late afternoon of Masters week when Woods came out of the clubhouse to collect his practice ball. It was the first time I'd played a round of golf and I hadn't played another round of the Masters. I said it was at the Torrey Pines Golf Course in San Diego where Woods had won 6 PGA Tour tournaments and had previously played. But I was brought back to a great time with my father on the old back nine of the Navy Golf Course in Cypress, California, where Woods grew up. On the other hand, I love watching Tiger on TV, but for the golfer who plays golf, there is nothing more valuable than a detailed look at what he eats, trains, prepares, thinks and how shots are made and executed. You can do that with his golf swing but never confuse his magnificent arc. I found this book to be a very
revealing look at one of the golf games, and it was a pleasure to watch and read. I had several ideas for experiments to fix my flaws, and have described the various grips Mr. Woods uses in detail. Another complaint I have about books about famous golfers is that they encourage many people to emulate them. While I may never learn everything about Tiger Woods as I watch him play with an educated eye in the future, one of my main complaints about the photos in most golf books is that they are not as illuminating as the text describes.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Jared and this was episode 1340 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time.
Podbot.ai